What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
The Volume.
The Draymond Green Show is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. You get payouts in as fast as 2 hours. There's so many bet types. My favorite, same game parlay bets. There's live betting, player props, futures. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. To get started now, sign up. Please use the promo code COLIN, COLIN. FanDuel Sportsbook makes it easy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Draymond Green Show. Special one. This is an emergency pod. It is 6:15 p.m. live from my hotel room in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee. Dubs just got a win, and I know that's why everyone is here, because y'all are looking for my breakdown on the game and what I saw, right? No, you're here to listen. You want to hear my thoughts and my take on the infamous Draymond Green ejection from game one of round two. And to be honest with you, I think my take on it may be a little different than your take, or not. But there will be, for all of our listeners, our great listeners who's been tuned in all year, incredible supporters who we appreciate, there will still be the Draymond Green Show, where we really discuss game one of the Dubs versus the Grizzlies, where we really dive into game one of the Celtics versus the Bucks, and the Bucks are up 1-0. We'll also talk about my projections and what I think of the other series, which is the Phoenix Suns versus the Dallas Mavericks, and which is Miami Heat versus the Philadelphia 76ers. But before we go to that later in the week, let's talk about the ejection and my take on it.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Let's get into it. Amazing win. I think tonight our guys show that we're battle tested. You know, we've been through the ringer. We've been through the ups and downs. We know how it feels to win. We know how it feels to lose. And guys stuck with it. No matter how the night was going, not much went our way, but guys stuck with it. Now let's really talk about what everyone's here for. What everyone wants to talk about, which is me getting ejected for I'm not quite sure for what, but for a foul. Very interesting one. You know, one thing about that foul is I actually tried to hold him up, and I wasn't told anything because I left the court, but guys were told I was ejected for throwing him down, which was very interesting because, I mean, even once he hit the ground, I still was holding his jersey up. But, I mean, at this point, I kind of expect things like that. Like, I've been suspended from game 5 of the NBA Finals. Do you think I, for 1 second, don't believe I would get kicked out of game 1 of the second round? Not surprising to me at all. Not one bit. So, you know, when they reviewed the foul for as long as they reviewed it, I said to myself, I wonder what could they be deciding that's possibly going to take this long. I'm actually dumb enough to think I wasn't going to get a flagrant one. Talk about an idiot. You want to call anybody an idiot? Look no further than Draymond Green himself. Because I was literally sitting there like, you know what's crazy? As I was about to start dancing to the crowd saying, kick him out, to taunt them because it's like, kick him out for that? So I was about to start dancing. And when I was literally starting to edge up off the scores table, something said to me, but it's you involved in this play, Draymond. So because it's you involved in this play, you probably shouldn't dance because you probably should always expect the unexpected. And so the little birdie that sits on my shoulder nowadays told me, just wait a second. Don't get up and dance and make fun of them. Because if you get up and dance and make fun of them, sure enough, you're then not expecting the unexpected. And if you're not expecting the unexpected, very soon they'll probably be able to make fun of you. And so I sat there. And then the official turned. He had a hard time telling. He said, and it's going to be a flagrant and like, long pause, like pause. 2. He didn't even want to say it was going to be a flagrant 2, which was very interesting to me because, again, I am dumb enough to think that it would not even be a flagrant 1. That, you know, the playoffs are a little tougher and not as soft as the regular season, you know, and that, you know, you can bump a little more and you get away with a little more, you know, like, but, you know, we've seen questionable calls in the first round, some things that didn't get reviewed. And, yeah, I guess it, you know, sometimes I guess it's just a case by case thing. It's, you know, it's a reputation thing. I think tonight was probably a reputation thing more so than a hard foul. You know, now my biggest worry moving forward is that gives me two flagrant foul points. And as we know, I've been ejected for accumulation of flagrant foul points. So my hope is that the right thing will happen and that it'll at least get rescinded to a flagrant one, because a flagrant two, I mean, unnecessary contact. I can't quite say it was unnecessary because I was trying to stop him from making a bucket and getting an and one. So I can't quite say it was unnecessary. Excessive. I didn't even really make contact with the guy's body, so excessive would be a bit extreme. If a guy is flying off of one leg, then maybe you say, all right, he was in an unsafe position and, you know, he couldn't protect himself. Flagrant two. A guy jumping off 2 feet straight up and down, who then sells a foul and dives to the floor, can't quite say he was in an unsafe position. So I guess me trying to explain this flagrant foul to you, your guess is just as good as mine. Because by definition, if we go through the definition of a flagrant two foul, I'm not sure that play would quite be the definition of a flagrant foul. I'm not sure it would meet that criteria. So, and this one, you know, I always say, you know, so many people talk about basketball and they don't really know basketball. And, you know, I study basketball daily for hours and hours and hours. And Joe Blow thinks he knows basketball as good as me because he watches NBA games. You know, I always speak on that. Well, here, I must tell you that me and you and whoever else are all on a level playing field here, which means you don't know and I don't know. And we're going to keep it that way because even the explanation I got, I still don't understand it. So I think in this one situation, our IQs, our understanding, they're all on a level playing field. We're right in the same spot. Maybe someone can hashtag the Draymond Green Show for our mailbag part of this week's show because, oh, don't get it twisted. This is just an emergency pod because the streets want to hear about the ejection. The streets want to hear how the Dubs end up still pulling it off. So this is just an emergency pod for all of the Draymond Green Show listeners, the ones who supported us all year, who we greatly appreciate. We don't take that for granted at all. This is just an emergency pod for you to hear my side of things, which is kind of like your side of things. You're confused, I'm confused, and that's just that. Now, what I will say is kudos to my brothers, for going out and no matter what, still getting the job done against all odds, you know, against whoever else was against us. That's for you to decide. They got it done. We got it done. And it was such a beautiful thing to see Jordan Poole go out, have a huge game, Steph Curry come out in the second half and go lights out, and Klay Thompson to be shooting miserably after sitting the entire first half pretty much, and then hit the big one, because that's what Klay Thompson does. And you know, I was sitting in the back in the locker room, and before he caught the ball, when they swung it to him, I said, and here's the one. Here's the one right here. Because that's what Klay Thompson does. Klay Thompson makes big shots. We've seen that play over and over again, where Klay Thompson catches that and he knocks it down right on the wing, kind of the wing slot area. We've seen that over and over again. Now, what I do have to talk to Klay Thompson about is these missed free throws. I also need to talk to Steph Curry about these missed free throws. Like, what's going on with my guys? They don't miss free throws. And, you know, Klay missed two. But in typical Klay fashion, and being the biggest competitor that I've ever stepped on the basketball court with, including myself, in typical Klay fashion, what did he do? He goes and get the stop, and we go on home. Wiggs with a big box out, so they didn't get a quick put back, a quick tip in. I mean, guys stepped up to the plate, and it was such a beautiful thing to see. But back to what you're here for, which is the foul. I'm not so sure I want to refer to it as a flagrant foul because I'm not sure it really meets the criteria for a flagrant foul. And if it does meet the criteria for a flagrant foul, I definitely can't call it a flagrant two. I just can't do that. I mean, I've seen flagrant twos, and I mean, even with my reputation, like I don't knock the fact that I have a reputation in this league and that I will get the benefit of the doubt the opposite way. I don't knock that one bit. I understand that. The last thing I am is an idiot that doesn't understand that. Like, and so I understand that, but I'm not even sure by my standards that I have to live up to on a basketball court. I'm not even sure I can refer to it as a flagrant two, even if I'm going to say, but you're Draymond. And it's a little different. I can't say that I'm going to refer to it as a flagrant two. And now, again, reputations are earned. I love my reputation. It's gotten me where I am. It's gotten me 3 NBA championships. It's gotten me a Defensive Player of the Year award. It's gotten me 4 All-Stars. It has made me who I am in the NBA, coming from a 35th pick who they said would never play a day in the NBA. Here I am in year 10, still sitting here in front of you, still playing, and you watch me on your TV screen in your living room. You come to games, you watch me. So I appreciate my reputation. I'm not one to shy away from it. I know what it is, and that reputation is hard to earn, you know? And I saw Dennis Rodman get ejected for fouls that probably Luke Longley wouldn't have got ejected for. You know, I've seen that. And so I've seen Rasheed Wallace get ejected for things that Corliss Williamson wouldn't have got ejected for. Like, you know, I've seen stuff like that over and over again. But I am an NBA fan. I am a basketball fan. So I've watched basketball and been a fan since I was a kid. So I remember seeing those guys get ejected for things that maybe another guy wouldn't have gotten ejected for. And the reality is they earned that reputation. But guess what? To me, that's a badge of honor. Like, I earned my reputation. I appreciate my reputation. I'm never going to shy away from it. And most importantly, I am never going to stop being Draymond Green. Now, what I will say is I'm looking forward to, see, earlier I said I will say I hope it gets rescinded. Now I'm going to say I'm looking forward to it getting rescinded. And that's your emergency Draymond Green show live from my hotel room in Memphis. It's a wrap. I'll see you guys later this week. Until then, peace.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.